This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Wyoming woman has been hospitalized with the bird flu. The patient had a backyard flock of chickens that all got sick and died. She's the third person in the U.S. hospitalized because of the H5N1 virus. The case of bird flu is Wyoming's first human case of type A H5N1 influenza, which is spreading through animals and some people. Nearly 70 people in the U.S. have been infected with bird flu in the last year, though researchers and studies suggest that's likely an undercount. The Wyoming State Health Department said the woman, who lives in Platte County, Wyoming, likely had direct contact with the flock. She also has other health conditions and is hospitalized in another state. Dr. Alexia Harris, Wyoming's state health officer and state epidemiologist, said in the human case, the test result was confirmed by the CDC last Friday. Most confirmed human cases of bird flu across the U.S. affect patients with mild symptoms. But Dr. Harris said, unfortunately, this patient's experience has been much more serious. A new study published by the CDC shows that bird flu has silently spread from animals to some veterinarians. Bird flu has been spreading in wild birds in the U.S. since 2022. The virus was detected for the first time in U.S. dairy cows last year. The bird flu has infected more than 960 cattle herds in 16 states. Now the disease has jumped another species barrier to humans. Two Helena Middle School students have been invited to Washington, D.C. for their computer application. Makina Peterson and Aurora Obi have created an app through a partnership between Starbase Montana, Code Girls United, and Helena Schools that they will present at the nation's capital to showcase their coding and technology skills. Peterson and Obi are eighth graders at Helena Middle School and are the 2024 winners of the Congressional App Challenge for Montana's 2nd District. Two young women from Kalispell will represent Montana's 1st Congressional District with their app. Helena Middle Schooler Aurora Obi said, "Our app is called Stay Fetch, and it helps people to find the right dog for them based on their lifestyle." Makina Peterson said, "I think it means a lot to us just because we were actually in 7th grade when we submitted our app, and when we looked, there were only high schoolers. There have never really been middle schoolers that have won. It's all been high school or up." The challenge is a nationwide event in which middle and high school students compete against their peers by creating computer applications and demonstrating their software skills. Obi and Peterson created their app because of the problem of people returning pets to shelters because the adopters and pets were not a good fit. The girls coded and designed the app with a lifestyle form, dog breed index, and GPS that shows all the shelters nearby. The girls developed their app over the course of 6 months and say that teamwork, time management, and coding skills were all lessons the girls learned from their victory, along with problem solving. Winners nationwide are invited to the National Science Fair in Washington, D.C. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.